Tell us this summer. It should be a limud that we never have to practically employ, but perhaps that's why we'll begin with something that also we shouldn't have to practically employ, but is a little more relevant in the immediate sense, and that's the halachos of Bikur Cholim. We include these in Hilchos Avelos because the Ramban included them in the Tarsa Adam, and as you noted from the tour, the tour on these halachos is basically built off of the Ramban's Taras HaAdam. The topics we're going to do today, we're definitely not going to do comprehensively, but I thought that today just make a couple of ha'aros and on these halachos. So we'll begin with the Bikur Cholim. So what's the makor for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? So the Ramban says it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaker Cholim, which, as we'll see in a moment, might tell us something significant about the nature of the mitzvah. The Gemara in the Nedarim says a very famous story about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which tells us two very important elements of the mitzvah. It says, Ma'aseh v'talmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva shechala. There was a student, Rabbi Akiva, who got sick. Lo nechnesu chachamim levakro. So the chachamim, or his chaberim, didn't come to do Bikur Cholim. The Nichnas Rabbi Akiva Levakro. Ah, came Rabbi Akiva to be Mevaker him. So you mentioned before that we're all Talmidim of Rav Tursky. So I'll tell you an amazing story about Rav Tursky being Mevaker Cholim, which speaks to his godless. As you all know, Rav Tursky is generally speaking a very reticent person who thinks very carefully before every word that he says, which is preciously measured. So if you ever go with Rav Tursky to Mevaker Cholim, it's hysterical. He and obviously this would depend on the chol, I think, as what the chol needs. But he goes and he talks and talks and talks and cracks one joke after another. Mamish shows you that everything is b'cheshbon. Anyway, so comes the Rebbe has to come make the Bikur Cholim like Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came to be mevaker him. Uveshvil shekivdo v'ribto lefanav chaya, and Rabbi Akiva basically took care of him, and therefore this chola lived. Amar lo, Rabbi, hachi yisani, you saved my life. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'darash, kol mi she'en mevaker cholim ki'ilu shayfech damim. So this story illustrates that one aspect of Bikur Cholim is caring for the patient. And on a practical level, this is true nowadays. You might think, I'm going to a hospital, so what difference does it make? The nurses and the doctors are caring for the patients. But it's not true, because first of all, when nurses and doctors see that they have people visiting, they pay more attention to themselves, and oftentimes you can help. The chola might want something small, a drink or this. They don't want to bother the nurses. The nurses like give them dirty looks when they buzz too many times, or at least they think they will. And even nowadays, certainly when you visit a chol at home, but even in a hospital, even though you might not be do kivdo v'rivtso, but taking care of the chol's needs is something that's still true. And then the Gemara says, Ki asar evdimi amar kol mevakar sachola, gorim lo sheyichya. The chol she'enu mevakar sachola, gorim lo sheyamos. My grandma. Ilema kol mevakar sachola, mevake shalav rachamim sheyichya. The chol she'en, Mevaker sachola, mevaker shalav rachamim shiyamos. Shiyamos akadaitach. Ella, kol she'en mevaker chola, ein. Whoops. Sorry about the computer, by the way. I forgot my notes today. So the second story highlights the second aspect of Bikur Cholim, which is to daven for the person. And of course, these two aspects, is not a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Dimi, and we accept both of them. And in both ways, we're really helping the chola. We're helping the chola in the sense that we care for their physical needs, as well as by davening for them, so that will hopefully help them as well. Now, just derech agav, what does the word bikur chola mean? So we always translate it as visiting the sick. But the word levaker, I think, means to do what? So criticize means it's the same. It means to what?
Search out, see what it means.
Right, exactly. Exactly. To investigate, right, like the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Hineni v'ani v'darashti est tzoni uvikartim. Right? Doesn't mean he's visiting his tzon. I mean, it might, but, or kivakaras roa edro. Right? Just like the roa is mevaker es ha'eder. So, Bikur Cholim is to investigate, to be bodek, what the cholim needs, and to care for it, both physical needs and also to daven. So this raises an interesting question. We said that there's these two aspects of Bikur Cholim. Is one of them ikur? So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, no, you don't have to ask. There's no such thing as the ikur. They're both ikur. There's not neither are ikur. Both physical needs and tefillah are both, and it's silly to even ask the question. But if you look at the poskim, many of the poskim do say that there's an ikur, but they give different ikurs. If you look at the Chachmas Adam, over here, Shar Simcha, Klal Kufnun Aleph Sif Gemul, he writes, ikur mitzvah speaker cholim, shivakesh alav rachamim. It's tefillah that's the ikur. If you look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he writes, Iker mitzvah speaker cholim, hu la'ayim b'tzarchei acholim, ma'u tzarech lo. It's the physical needs. Then he says later on, yeah, begam she'itein daito alav yivakesh rachamim alav. Not to say it's unimportant, but not the Iker. Likewise, the Aruch HaShulchan also says that the Iker is taking care of the physical needs. The Ramban sounds that way as well. The Ramban writes, he quotes Gemara Maseches Nedarim, and he writes, "Shamina mehacha debikur cholim kidei sheyichabdu v'yirbitzu lefanav v'yasu kol tzracha v'atzrichim l'chola v'yimtza nachas ruachim chaveirav v'od kidei sheyichavein daito l'rachamim v'yivakesh alav." So, not clear, but it's a little bit sounds a little bit secondary.
Really?
Yeah.
But doesn't he say another kind of mitzvah
without the thing? Good. So he definitely holds, excellent point, that it's ma'akev. In other words, it's clear the Ramban says it's ma'akev. And what's interesting is the Ramban also says, and this is quoted by the Torah, "Umitzvah gedola hi levaker shemitoch kach yivakesh alav rachamim v'nimtza ki'ilu mechayoso v'gam mitoch shereyu ma'ayin be'inyano im yitzdarech v'chulei v'chulei." So you could say maybe that's a little different. There it sounds like the ikur is the other way. Maybe that's why it's a mitzvah gedola, not what's the ikur hamitzvah. The ikur hamitzvah, he says, is to take care of him, but it's mitzvah gedola? I'm not sure. But I really think that you see another aspect, that the Ramban is merames too, and maybe we could, instead of saying there's actually two aspects of the mitzvah, but it's not the two aspects that we said before. There's two aspects to the mitzvah. One is that Bikur Cholim is a form of reyus. And two is Bikur Cholim is to care for the chola, which includes, 2a, physically caring, and 2b, tefillah. The Ramban alluded to this a little bit. He writes, "V'yimtza nachas ruachim chaveirav." But you see this especially, I think, in the Ramban, in the Rama. So first of all, you could argue that the fact that the Ramban stresses that we learn it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, highlights this point. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to be mevaker cholim in order to daven, or to even take care of the needs, to find out what the cholim needs and give them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that without Bikur Cholim. So what is the Bikur Cholim Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avram, it was Ki'ilu, the friendship. If you look at the Darkei Moshe over here, in Simen Shin Lamed Hei, he writes, "B'tshuvos Maharil, Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin," this is Darkei Moshe Aleph, "Desona yachol levaker sono hachola." So it's a mitzvah. So, okay, it's true, he hates you and you hate him, but a mitzvah, do the mitzvah. "V'li'anira de'aser," but the Rama says, I think the Maril is wrong, "V'chein muchach b'sanhedrin per klal gadol, l'inya nichma velim, desona yachol nachma velim, v'adin l'bikur cholim." So the Ramban, the Rama says, look, just like we have a halacha for nichma velim, that you're not supposed to do mikroch ma'ch abelim if you're a sone, so too over here. So the Ramah thinks that we could derive halachos from Nicha Mavela. Now, you could say, look, if, you know, if it doesn't matter that we hate each other, Lamaisa, I could still daven, and I could still look after his needs. You could say, no, it's going to shtam so much. He sees his enemy. So instead of helping him, it's going to aggravate him and make the situation worse. But it could be that it's beyond just a practical point, which is the Ramah who thinks that we learn from Nicham Avelin, thinks that there is this aspect of Reus here as well, and that's why we can learn from there. And in fact, and that's the aspect that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just taking after their needs. Now, okay, you could say we have Reus here because we hope that they'll feel better, but it should be looked at as an act of friendship and not just an act of tipul. So A, that explains what we learn from Nicham Avelim. And what's interesting is actually the Ramah at the very end of the Siman writes that Nicham Avelim is Kodim Levikur Cholim. Why? So Nicham Avelim is Gmilas Chesed Im Hachayim Vim Hamesim, as opposed to Bikur Cholim, which is just Chesed Im Hachayim. So if you look at the end of that Shach, Sifkat Nir Aleph, he says, he concludes with Vayan Lael Resh Mem Sif Yud Beis. It's not so clear what he means, but what he might mean, and I saw this is how the Divrei Sofrim reads it, is he means to say that when we say Nicham Avelim comes first, that's when the Bikur Cholim could be done by somebody else. In other words, there's someone else to take care of his needs. Someone else even there to daven for him. But Belav Hachi, so then Bikur Cholim comes first. And how does he get that? Because the Ramah over there is talking about Hilchos Kibud Av Eim. The halacha is that if your parent asks you to do something and you have another mitzvah to do, so what do? Let's say Bikur Cholim. So if it's Afshar Le'aso Sayyidi Acherim, so then you do Kibud Av Eim. If not, you do Bikur Cholim. And the Ramah is saying a similar point. If this Bikur Cholim would be done by somebody else, so then Nicham Avelim is greater. Why? Because that's Chesed Im Achayim and Chesed Im Amesim. But if those practical needs of the Chola need to be taken care of, so those are going to come first. After all, like we saw in the Ramban and the Gemara Nedarim, that doing Bikur Cholim is going to save this guy's life, hopefully. And that would come first. The guy who needs Nicham Avelim, so he's already, the dead person's already dead. And the pshat is, like we were saying, that when it comes to the aspect of reus or chesed or the like, so then we say Nicham Avelim comes first. When it comes to the practical aspect, so then we'd say Bikur Cholim comes first, because after all, you're saving the guy's life. So, if that's true, so then when do we say Nicham Avelim comes first? Only when there's no practical tipul that needs to be done. Then we'll say that in that respect, it comes first. Yeah?
So, just to be clear, according to what the Rebbe is explaining with Shach, it would emerge that if there was no case, obviously, or, you know, Rebbe is limiting the Shach's application of the Ramah to a case where it's only a situation where he's doing a tipul, which would potentially become a situation of pikuach nefesh.
No,
it really makes it.
No, no, I didn't say that. I'm saying the opposite.
Practical tipul.
When there is any time, any tipul we're concerned is shvichas damim.
So I'm saying now it's like an openly obvious statement of the Shach. Obviously, we're treating any tipul like pikuach nefesh.
I don't know. When I read the Ramah, so I didn't sound. The Ramah makes a blanket statement.
The Ramah sounds like it's very.
Ramah sounds like Nicham Avelim always comes before Bikur Cholim. Good. So what the Shach is telling you
it
is...
It can't be, obviously. It's a crazy statement.
That's what he says. No, we're not talking about... You're correct. We're not talking about the type of pikuach nefesh, like the guy's going to die if I don't visit him. Right?
No.
It's not even that. I think it's one to... Well, just let's understand. What was this big chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Right? Akiva says, I'm going to tell you an amazing chiddush that I discovered just now. Right? Which is that if you're not mevakeh cholim, it's kilu shofich damim. So We didn't need Rabbi Akiva to teach me a case where the guy is dying and he needs somebody to help him, like, take the medicine. And if he doesn't, you know, okay, then you're right. You could be Mechal Shabbos to drive to the hospital to take care of him on Shabbos, right? Now, that's not the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's obvious. We didn't need Rabbi Akiva to teach me that, or the story to teach me that. Anytime, you're absolutely correct. Anytime you would be able to drive to the hospital on Shabbos to take care of the chola, it's pashut that that type of bikur cholim comes before nicham avelim. And we won't call that bikur cholim, we'll call that hatzalas nefashos. We'll call that pikuach nefesh. Right? That's not our chiddush. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that you might have thought that, like, I'm not going to make any difference. My visit isn't going to make a difference. And the answer is no. Taka, your difference, your visit might save his life. Now, I don't think that that cheshbon allows you to drive to the hospital on Shabbos to do bikur cholim, right? That's a different madrega.
So I don't know if Rabbi Akiva is really being mechanish or anything. The case was, the guy said, Rabbi, you saved my life. He obviously did save his life.
That was the chiddush. That's his feeling. I don't think, in other words, we don't need, that's not a chiddush. If he was,
right. See,
so but it is, the Gemara clearly tells us it's a chiddush. And the Tur and the Beis Yosef quote it as a chiddush, and the Ramban quotes it as a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush has to be that there's something that's more subtle here.
Did he save his life on an emotional level?
Maybe. I mean, it says Mechabdo Marbitzos. I don't know what he did. Yeah, it's true. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that he took a washcloth and he washed it, and that saved his life. And that was a Chiddush. And you're right that there's an emotional aspect as well here. But it has to be, again, we're not talking about, there's no Chiddush that you could save somebody's life by visiting him in the pikuach nefesh sense. And that's not the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, I don't think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just to clarify, I mean, this idea of Ashra, the Hasudei Achirim, that would be different from that which the Shach brings down from the Bach.
No, that's actually a different thing. Yeah, no, that's a different Vart. Right. The first thing that the Shach quotes in the Bach is a slightly different point, which is when you could do both of them, so which comes first? And that's another cheshbon, which is a very interesting idea that the Shach has, which is that but this is a different point. That the Kasva Bach, she after Lakaim Shneham Meniachas Achol Hosek Nechama Osabelim. When is it true that Nechama Velim comes first when you could only do one out of the two? Then Bikur Cholim comes first. In other words, which one do you do in a day? You know, which one do you do first? Answer, Bikur Cholim. Why?
In a certain sense, it's the opposite of Bikur Cholim. No,
so you have to say that, again, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that, or the Ramah, that if you could only do one, either Bikur Cholim or Nicham Velim, there's just 1 hour in a day, you could only choose one or the other. Which comes first? Nicham Avelim. What the Shach says at the end is, that's assuming there's someone else to do Bikur Cholim. What the Shach says first is a different point, which is you have 2 hours in a day and you can do both mitzvahs. Which one comes first? So usually you would think that the one that's most important comes first. So if I just read the Ramah, I would say I should do Nicham Avelim first. Why? That's Chesed V'Machayim Chesed V'Meisim. And then do Bikur Cholim second. But the answer is no, because of the tefillah aspect, you should actually do Bikur Cholim first. Okay, fine.
Why is tefillah? Why is the two aspects so significant?
It's not so significant, but there's an aspect, though Nicham Avelim is a bigger mitzvah, there's an aspect of Bikur Cholim that Nicham Avelim doesn't have, and therefore we're mechalek between, this is in other areas of halach we have this as well, you might come up with tadir and the like, it's machlokas rishonim taka by tadir, right? But do we always say that when you could, what comes first is the same as if you only could do one, which one do you do? So usually they're the same. Usually, if you could only do one, which one do you do? The most important one. And when you could do both, which one comes first? All things being equal, the most important one. That's the norm. What the Bach and the Shach claim is, interestingly enough, over here, we don't say that. In terms of, you could only do one, what's greater? Nicham Avela. But, if you could do both, which comes first? Bikur Cholam, because it has that tefillah component. And you could give a sar for that, maybe. You know, why? Al chesed, Nicham Avela is better. But since there's this tefillah aspect, so you have different ways. Or maybe, you know, help it happen first, he'll feel better sooner. I don't know, whatever the sar is. It's an interesting question. Okay, let's go on. I guess there are a lot of... one ha'ara somebody asked me was, the Shulchan Aruch and Sifdal gives us times you should come. You know, should come not too early, not too late. So, halacha l'maisa, in theory, one should follow this, but the Divrei Sofer points out, it's pashut, that if you're going to miss, there's only one time a day that you could do Bikur Cholam, then obviously you should do it at that time. And even if it's in the early hours of the day when he's feeling stronger and he might not daven enough, or the later hour of the day, whatever it is, you should do whatever you can. In Siv Vav, we talk about the din of Bikur Cholam on Shabbos. So this brings up a very important discussion, and it also relates to Nicham Avelam on Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says like this. This is Yud Beis and Aleph going on Talmud Beis. Ve'ei Menachem Avelam B'Shabbos. We don't do Nicham Avelam B'Shabbos. Why not? What's wrong with Nicham Avelam on Shabbos? So Rashi says, Mishum De'Mitztayer Im HaMitztarin. It's going to make you feel bad. Shabbos isn't the time to feel bad. And this is l'chora also the reason why we don't do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, like Rashi says in Amud Beis, Bekoshi Yatiru L'Nachem Avelam V'Akar Cholim Mipnei Shemitztayer. When you go and you see someone sick, so you feel sad. And the Rach says a similar thing over there. He writes to Chayshin, slightly different thing. Well, actually, a different shot. He says that Bekoshi, the Chayshinan Shema Yevakesh Al Avracham in Bitzara uVitzaka, and that gets into Shabbosim Elizok as a second. So we'll see in a second. So the concern is that you might start crying out. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos is a totally different explanation.
It does the same explanation so far?
No, different than Rashi. Rashi says, again, explaining the opinion that Ein Menachemim. In the end of the day, we Paskin, you are Menachem, and you do Bikur Cholim, though we place certain limitations on it. But first, explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai, who's Machmir, so similar reasons, but not identical. Rashi says because you're mitzdayer. Rach says because you'll cry out to Hashem.
This is Gemara
in Shabbos. Rabbeinu Hananel. This is in Well, that's because they're explaining Beis Shammai. We'll see Beis Hillel in a second. The Rambam has a very interesting explanation. He thinks it relates to Tzarchei Enos and Tzrachav B'Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter if it's Tzarchei Shammayim and the like. Now it's not time to go into it, but it's a very important Rambam. Okay, so that's Beis Shammai, who says again, it's aser to do Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelam Shabbos. Beis Hillel Matirin. Okay, Beis Hillel say it's mutter. Beis Hillel themselves don't say any limitations, but then the Gemara quotes a brisa with a four-way machlokas tanoim, five-way maybe, about how to understand this. Hanichnas levakar sachayla omer Shabbos him elizok urefua krova lavo. So this is the Tanakama. He says you say Shabbos him elizok urefua krova lavo. So what does that mean? Shabbos him elizok. So Rashi says tzarch laharchiv daitam bitanchumin Shelo Yitztaru. The way the Ran explains this, which might be what Rashi means as well, not so clear, but the Ran says, Shabbos Himalizuk, Perush, Eno Yachal Vakesh Rachamim Achshav, Shalide Kain, Yeorer Bechi Vietztair. Now is not the time to daven, like we've seen. Usually when you're a Mevaker Cholim, It's the time to be mevakesh rachamim. But the problem is, you're going to start crying if you do that. Ela omer lahem, divrei tanchumin, shelo yitztaru, Shabbos imelizok, now's not the time for me to start crying out to Hashem for you, because it's Shabbos. But, let me tell you a nice story, or whatever it is, cheer you up. Now, it's very interesting, Agav, because we, as you, Gabbai knows here, so we say in our Mishaberach on Shabbos, we daven, and then we say, Shabbosim Elizok Refuach Ravolavo. Now, that concept doesn't make sense if you translate this like Rashi or the Ran or the like, because that's clearly the context of Sfila, right? You're not, you're in Shul, you're saying Mishaberach. So, what does that mean? So it could be that the way our Nusach, as you see in the Mishaberach, means the following. The Yushalmi writes, and again this is a bigger topic, we're not going to be able to do it now, but the Yushalmi writes, Asar litvoa tzrachav b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make bakashas on Shabbos. The question is, do we pass them that way? If you look at the Rambam and the Rif, Shulchan Aruch, don't quote that actually. And it could be that our nusach that we say in the Mishaberach reflects the fact that we don't actually paskin like this Yushalmi. So big machlokas opposed to whether or not we paskin Yushalmi, but that nusach reflects that we don't. And how do we understand Shabbosim Melizok Urefuah Krov Alavo? We understand it a little differently, not the way the Ran says it. We understand that as means you're allowed to daven on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to be zoek on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be zoek. You're not allowed to cry. So we remind ourselves, Shabbosim Elizok, now, and we would do this when we're being mevaker, the actual chola, and also when we're davening in shul. Shabbosim Elizok, now's not the time to start screaming and crying, but before Krov Alavo, in other words, a tefillah that doesn't have za'aka is appropriate for Shabbos, because we don't accept that Yerushalmi. And that's what we're saying.
Were you the husband?
I don't remember. Okay. I'm saying it. But I think I've seen it. But it doesn't correspond to the Perish and the Rishonim, I don't think, that I remember. So then there's a whole bunch of other opinions in the Gemara. Going right, Remeir says, Yehola Yisrael, Yehuda Omer Amakim Yerachim Alecha V'Alchol Yisrael, Rav Yossi Omer Amakim Yerachim Alecha V'Soch, Chole Yisrael. Now that's where we get the idea, which we do always, not just on Shabbos, but the halacha you saw paskind in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, which is that whenever you're mispalel for chola, you say b'soch shar chola Yisrael, whether you're davening in Shmona Esrei or you're visiting the chola, and you always are include them b'soch chola Yisrael. The Rashi explains why. In other words, the tefillah of an individual for an individual is less powerful than a tzibur. And that's why we say, b'soch chole Yisrael. So there's a discussion here, Big Machlokas Rishonim, exactly which opinion we follow. But Halach L'maaseh, you saw in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Sivav, Yichlal Oso B'Soch Chol Yisrael, Shiomar Hamakom Yirachim Alecha B'Soch Chol Yisrael. That's what you should say when you visit the Chola. Whether you say it out loud or you say it a little more quietly, probably depends on the Chola. V'Shabbos Omer Shabbos Himalizok Ufur Krov Alavo. And the Shach points out that in Or Chaim, the Mechaber says you should also say V'racham av Meruba V'shavso L'shalom. The Rama writes over there, though, V'yesh Omrim De'ein Sarach Lomar V'racham av Merubim V'chei Nagu. So that's our minhag. We don't say V'racham Merubim. We just pass in like the Mechaber over here in Yerodeya. Now, it's very interesting, just the Derech Agav. And the same thing is true for Nicham Avelim, once we're at it, and since we're learning Hilchos Avelos, I guess. So we also say on Shabbos, we don't say Hamakim Nachem Aschav Shal Sharalim Yitzim Shlaim, but we say Shabbos Milenachem. Now, just parenthetically, there's an interesting ha'ara. The minhag, of course, is that Avelim enter the shul after L'chadodi, and the Sibor says to them, Amakim Menachem Eschem. So, right, before Mizmor Shir. Why before Mizmor Shir? Because we want to do it before Shabbos, and that's why we use the Nusach of the Chol, of Hamakim Nachem Eschem, so Shalites in Yerushalayim. Now, L'chora, that minhag developed at a time when the more common custom was to make early Shabbos. We only make early Shabbos in the summer. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, at least in many communities, it was clear that they started earlier. In other words, in our shuls, unless the very quick Kabbalah Shabbos, usually you're lucky if you finish Mincha by, you're going to finish Chazas HaShkatz by Shkia. Certainly after L'chadodi, it's well after Shkia. Not well after, 10 minutes after Shkia, 15 minutes after Shkia, whatever it is. In which case, l'chora, you shouldn't be saying Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, but you should say the regular Nusach of the Chol. You should say Shabbos Yimel Yenachem. So, I once spoke to some poskim about that, and they told me, yeah, you're right. But you shouldn't change the minhag. So, to yourself, instead of saying Hamakom, you should say Shabbos Yimel Yenachem. But it's usually still Danish Mashos. But what? I don't remember if Ray Willig, I think Ray Willig said that. I think Ray Solowski also said that.
In what context would one say Shabbos Yimel Yenachem?
When you're going to visit a do Nicham Avelim on Shabbos.
There's Nicham Avelim on Shabbos.
Yeah, so the Koshi Hatiru, but Hatiru. The Magen Avraham, as you saw, said it's not right what people do. People go ahead and they wait to do Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim on Shabbos, right? They don't do it the whole week, and why? Because Shabbos anyway, there's nothing to do the long Shabbos afternoon. You may as well go do a mitzvah. During the week we're very busy, so the post can say that's not right. You shouldn't leave it to Shabbos. But even though Bekoshi Yitiru, Lamaisa they were Matirin, and Lamaisa it's a mitzvah.
The Avelim aren't sitting on Shabbos.
In a Chanani, they're not sitting. They're sitting on chairs with their shoes on.
You just hang out.
You go visit them. Yeah. And then you say Shabbos Yimel. No, it depends on your. That it's a mitzvah.
So is it a mitzvah when you go and you say Shabbos Yimel Yenachem? I can't really do anything. I just want you to.
It's not that you can't do anything. In other words, the point is that, listen. The poskim say in a number of contexts, we don't really know how to pay shiva calls. And you're right. But etzem, right, well, there's different types of shiva calls. In other words, some shiva calls, there's full of crying and sadness and the like. And some shiva calls, you go to the shiva call and, you tell stories and it's like a nice. So that type of shiva call is appropriate even on Shabbos. What you shouldn't do is, you're going to make a shiva call once, you shouldn't say, oh, I may as well go on Shabbos since anyway I'm not. I'm not doing anything anyway. But if, let's say, it's a close friend, right, and you're going to be visiting them frequently, or a relative, or the like. So then, then you're it's a mitzvah to do Nicham Avelim on Shabbos. Okay. Yeah.
If, I used to see the Avel and Shul after that.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Fine. Sifyot.
Did you say when the Rambam said that the reason why there's no Nichum on Shabbos, because of Eosim Tzrachav? What does that even mean, basically?
So why is it Tzrachav? Again, that's the Rambam I didn't want to get into. It's a good question. The Rambam has a very interesting Havana of Begeder Tzrachav. Chafatzecha Mutter and Chafte Shemayim is Chafatzecha is Aser and Chafte Shemayim is Mutter. And therefore, what you need to do is make this chafte shamayim. That's the way the Rambam understood it. Why would you even think the other way, right? It's a good question. We're going to leave it for now because we have a lot to do. But it's Rambam Shita here is very interesting.
Just practically, what is that?
By saying this, you make it chafte shamayim, and then it's mutter. It's not chafatzecha anymore.
When you say chafatzecha, you're referring to the avel?
No,
I
think the person who's being mevaker cholim. Menachem Avelin. Okay. Sif Yud has an interesting thing. I'm only mentioning it because until you learn Shulchan Aruch, you think that this is like a Hasidish Rebbish thing, that people say, oh, somebody's sick, you go to the Rebbe for a bracha, to daven, or the like. But Lamaisa, It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. The Raman Darkei Moshe writes in the Beis Star, quoting the Nemuke Yosef, that the Gemara over there says in Baba Basra, Darash Rabbi Pinchas Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Chola B'Soch Beis So Yelach Etzel Chacham Yivakash Lo Rachamim Shenemar Chamas Melech Malchei Maves Yish Chacham Yichak Perna Uminak Zeh B'Tzarfa Shekol Mi Sheyesh Lo Chola B'Soch Beis So Mivakash Pnei Harav HaTofes Yeshiva Shivarech Oso. So the Gemara in Baba Basra says that somebody who has a Chola B'Soch Beis So should go to a Chacham for them to daven. We say that the tefillos of the chayla are really the most powerful, but the tefillos of a chacham, of a tzaddik, are very powerful, and therefore the halacha is that you should go and ask the chacham, the tzaddik, the rosh yeshiva, whoever it is, to daven, and that's also paskin in the Shulchan Aruch over here. He writes yesh omrim shemishi yesh tochol v'veso. Yelech etzel chacham shebeir shivakish alav rachamim. V'chei nago levarich cholim beveis hakneses. Now, what does that mean, levarich cholim beveis hakneses? You probably think, oh, that's the mishabeach we say at shul, right? That the Gabbai say. It's not actually that. It's a special bracha. If you look at the Rishonim, they quote it. It's quoted in the Orchos Chaim and the Kolbo and the like. It says, I'll read you a part of it. I've never heard of anybody doing this in shul, but you're the Gabbai, so you could tell us. You ever do the Birkas HaCholim?
I think they might have done it for Rabbi Hoffman.
Really?
They did it for Rabbi Hoffman. They added
a name. Shino Yashem is different. That's something that...
That doesn't necessarily mean...
There's two things. There's Shino Yashem, and then there's the Bracha. The Bracha is... I'll read it to you. Hashem Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim Moshel Be'Elyonim V'Tachtonim HaNosein Lo'Yev Koach V'Le'en Onim Zachor Lanu Hayom V'Chol Yom V'Ris Avir Rishonim V'Ris Yod Gimel Mido Shel Rachamim V'Tachanunim HaKsuvos B'Torascha Al Yedei Tzir Emunim V'Yish Mekom Okay and then Hashem Hashem Kol Racham Achan the whole thing whatever take a look the Rishonim I'll quote this but I don't think it's so common. The Rama writes in Or HaChaim Reish Peches that you should only say this on Shabbos for a Mesukan. He said you can make the Mishaberach for even someone who isn't Mesukan, but this special bracha is only appropriate to say on Mesukan. Fine. Another.
He's saying the bracha stam or on that on Shabbos?
No, you say the bracha stam, but the bracha should only be said. The special bracha for Cholim should only be said on Shabbos if it's a Mesukan. Fine. One of the shailas that everyone talks about, the poskim that is are you mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim through a telephone?
So why don't we do this today?
It's not the minig. I don't know.
Considers.
Yeah?
Well,
I've never seen it at a consider.
Sometimes.
They have that. Okay. But we don't say it publicly. I've never seen that. Anyway.
You didn't say it publicly. Your mother's lost an old thing. Did you see it publicly there?
Yes, I can.
I thought so. When he said Beis HaKnesses, I assumed, he says, V'chein nagu levarich cholim Beis HaKnesses.
It's usually. Maybe the point is that this is a tefillah which works even now in the presence of the Chol.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. But, so maybe we do say it privately, and that's also what the Ramah means. When he said Beis HaKnesses, I assumed it meant like together, but maybe it's Lav Dafka together. So then we do it. Fine. Anyway, so what about the telephone calls? So if you look at the poskim, the contemporary poskim, everybody says it's not ideal, and that's because of a number of reasons. First of all, you won't be able to do the same tipul, because the idea of the tipul is you see what he needs, and you could take care of it, right? You call him up, even if you ask him, is there anything I could do for you? So he says, no, everything is okay. But maybe if you saw him, you would see, Taka, there is something you could do. And also, mitzad the tefillah, it's not the same. First of all, when you daven in the presence of the chayla, like you see the halachos reflect, you're davening b'fnei hashchina. And second of all, just by seeing hishver matziv, that's going to be orer more kavana, right? That's why you shouldn't go in the morning, because, and this is definitely true, you know, eino dome shmi l'ri'ya. When you go ahead and you see someone, I think. You're Miss Orer to daven in a totally different way than if you just, you know, you happen to know that they're sick, or you even talk to them about it. Is the famous bar from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on Yom Kippur War? No, I'll tell you during lunch. We don't have time to do it. Anyway, so but if you look at the poskim, there's a difference. Some poskim say, and everybody also says, that's what I'm saying, I don't know if there's so much of a nafkamina. I mean, everybody also says that, obviously, if you can't actually do Bikur Cholim, so a phone call is definitely better than nothing. Some poskim say that it is a kiyum of Bikur Cholim, just not Bishlei Muso. And some poskim say it's not a kiyum of Bikur Cholim at all, but, you know, still the right thing to do, even if you can't.
What's the tzad to say that it's a kiyum of Bikur Cholim?
You could still daven, and you could still ask them about their needs, and you could still be mevaker, and you're still talking to them. And l'mashal, we find in the Shulchan Aruch also it's sort of the opposite case. What about if you can't go in there? Chole me'ayim. So then you go to the outside and you daven and you ask about their tzrachim, right? That too might be a kiyum. In other words, you could definitely, to a lesser degree, do some of those things that Bikur Cholim does. You make him feel better by talking and schmoozing and reyos, and you could at least ask if there's anything he needs, and if he says yes, you might be able to take care of them long distance. Mm-hmm. And you could daven, so you could do all the things to a lesser degree.
But meaning, like, the way the Torah says it, it sounds like he's saying, this is Bikur Cholim, and it's good because it brings you to these two things.
I agree. So, okay, I agree. You have a good deal. Like the Machmirim. Again, I don't think there's really a Nafkamina, practically.
Can you repeat again? Where do we see the idea of Reyus? Where is that from again?
I was in this over to it from the Ramah. But the Ramah also, the Ramban has a similar lesson also.
But the way Ramban says it just makes it sound like it's a Torah Sukkah.
Yes,
say like,
yeah, he doesn't say it as a separate, the way I was saying it. Yeah. You see it really in the Ramah.
If the Ramban says that Tfilah is a Mahaki, you said the Ramban says the Iker is. The Iker is the
Tikkul,
not the Tfilah. So why would the
Tfilah
be
Ma'akid? Because there are two things that are necessary. It's not a stira.
What's it mean that one's the Iker then?
One is the Iker, but both are Ma'akid. I don't know that there's a Nafkamina, but how do you define the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, perhaps, to take care of his needs. Right?
Okay.
And you should also daven. And if you haven't davened... So again, that's, I think, where Rav Moshe is coming from. That's why your question is why Rav Moshe says that once you need to do both, so then it doesn't make sense to talk about what's the ikker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the formulation of the Ramban is very interesting, because he does sort of mention the other one, Derech Agav.
So if you mind repeating, where in the Ramban was the Reyes to you?
In the Derech Moshe. Okay.
I think the first one. Yeah?
Okay. A question that sometimes comes up is, what about a contagious disease? Do you have to do Bikur Cholim then? You can do it over the phone. There's a Tshuvas HaRamah about this. It's in some versions the end of Chaf and some in Yud Tes. So the Ramah writes, there's no difference. You have to be Mevaker Chola either way. Chutz Michole Rasan, I guess it's a Ras, that you shouldn't do. So, and some of the poskim bring this down. He's really talking about Derech Agav, the whole situation. But he writes that if you're going to go ahead and insist that you can't do Bikur Cholim on someone who has a contagious disease, right? Masha Omer Shu Cholim is Dabe Kulo Hevel Umisha Libo Nokfo Omer Kain Ki Hashem Yis Allahu Hamochets VeHarofe VeMhaya Kedivrei Hamaskir Batel Kol Dine Bikur Cholim. If you're going to say I can't do Bikur Cholim anytime it's contagious, so that's, the whole thing is gone. Kiloma tzino b'shem makom shechalku bo bein chole mizdabek l'sheno mizdabek chutz me l'inyan bale rasand asu yet leshev b'tzilo. So,
can you translate that?
Rasan?
Yeah.
I think it's like it's a disease. It's described in the Gemara, a really bad thing. Some association with Saras, I guess.
Meaning, is that like because it's like a
Sakana? So, L'chaira, the impression you get from the Ramah, and that's why I think that sometimes this is quoted perhaps somewhat inaccurately, is it's not the idea. The Ramah is denying the idea of contagious diseases. at least to some degree. Right? That's what he says. He says it's Mishalibo Nokfo Omer Kane. Whoever heard of this? Meaning to say, I think, you know, if a doctor tells you that this disease is contagious and dangerous, so everybody's going to agree that you shouldn't necessarily be mevaker cholim in a regular way, and put yourself in sakana to do biker cholim. It seems to me that what the Rambam means is that this idea is begeder shomer psayim Hashem, which is that now is not the time to be marchev on shomer psayim Hashem. But the idea of Shom Psayim Hashem is that there are certain types of dangers that some people worry about them and some people don't worry about them. And a person, even though generally speaking, you're not allowed to put yourself into, endanger yourself or do dangerous activities, but these types of things that people are dashbo. In other words, yes, some people think they're dangerous, but the Welt is not choshish for them. So then we say Shomer Psayim Hashem, and it's not considered acting dangerously or to go ahead and not be Zahir. That's what the idea of Shomer Psayim Hashem is. The way Ramosha says it is, you could have Bitachon in that case. In other words, you could go ahead and say that, look, since this is not a clear-cut case, so, you know, at one point in time Ramosha said that this was true about smoking. And the stomach of Moshe wouldn't say this is any longer true about smoking, but some people say smoking is dangerous, some people say smoking isn't dangerous, so you're not considered acting dangerously if you do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way Rav Moshe says it is, then to go ahead and to smoke is not begeder being somech al hanes. Because it's not a nes, it might Kapishmaya might be an ace, because Kapishmaya might be dangerous, but Kapishmaya, Moshe sort of says, there's no such thing as Tava anyway. So, the halacha is that you have to do a shtadlus, which means you can't be someone chalanes. And if it's something that dash be rabim, so it's not being so mechalhanes. And it doesn't really matter what the mitzios is. That's, Moshe says this in a number of places with a number of very different, interesting applications. But that's what the Rambam is saying. That we have a mitzvah biker cholim. So, we should do the mitzvah biker cholim. If it's clear cut that this is dangerous, because, so his example is choli rasan. You know, nowadays we would ask the doctor, you know, what does the doctor say? Is it dangerous for me to visit? So then we ask the doctor, and if the doctor were to say it's dangerous, so then probably, you know, you shouldn't do biker cholim in a general sense. So that's a pretty straightforward question when it comes to biker cholim. The more interesting variation of this question, which brings us to the next simon, is what about doctors and doctors treating contagious patients? There's a fascinating tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tes Simon Yud Zayin, Perek He, who discusses this barichus. So, Chelek Tes Simen Yud Zayin, which is the Kuntras Refuah B'Shabbos, and it's Perek Hay. So, there's a general question, a big machlokas Rishonim and Poskim, the Radvaz and others, whether it's mutter or a mitzvah to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone from a vade sakana. It might be a discussion in Yerushalmi, the famous story of Reish Lakish, and the like. There's basically three opinions. One opinion says you're chayiv, because the other opinion says it's aser, and the middle view says it's optional. If you wish to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone from a vade sakana, you see someone drowning in a river. You know you're a better swimmer than he is, so you could likely save him. But there's also a chance that if you jump in, you'll also be swept away. So this is a machlokas. But he says, let's say we paskin like the view that it's usher. So does that mean a doctor cannot treat patients that where by treating them due to their contagion, they'd be putting themselves in danger. So he tries to argue that no, that it's still at the very least mutter to do it. Why? So he gives three reasons. One reason is, he says, that, very fascinating, again relating to Shin Lamed Vav, that this is bichlal hatzivui hakafel shel virapo yirape nichlal bichlal heter lerofe al kegon da v'hainu debitzivui zeh mitzave harofe lerape bein chola shachala b'choli she'eno medabek bein shachala b'choli hamedabek v'ath al gav shiachnis al yidei kein lidei sikun atmi. Very huge chiddush. In other words, we'll see in a moment that the chiddush, the way, let's say, the Torah understands the chiddush of Nitan Rishus Lerofe, is it's Rishus and it's a mitzvah, but he's saying it's not just the chiddush is even when you put yourself into danger. And if you hold to this reason, it's even a chiyuv. But he doesn't come out that way. He says it's Rishus. Then he says another svara. Yesh lomar, debirofe mikeven shezehu gidro shel olam umenhago sharofe hamakir b'machlos uvenigev bnei adam magish lahem la'azara drusha v'im lokein tavo andros lumya gedola b'karva cholem habriyim gam yachat. Everybody's going to panic if they know doctors are going to stop treating contagious diseases. Im kein al kegon da mikeven shenoi k'menhago shel olam v'tikuno Ein besikuno ze kedei lerapo sacholim bekedei lachshivo kemachnes esatzmo beisr sakana bekedei lahatil. Very interesting sort of societal explanation.
It's like it's similar to dim milchama.
Yes, so it's a similar. He has a similar type of idea that when it comes to certain mitzvos, we don't apply sakana because otherwise the whole mitzvah would be batal.
It's also by Shlomo Zalman Orbach with the telephone wire that falls on Shabbos. And maybe but even if it's not really a sakana.
He doesn't say it's not sakana. He says something else. He says that even though I could stay by the wire the whole time and prevent people, I'm not chayv to do so. So in the mail I could call, and if I left it would be sakana, I could call.
So isn't there something about, there's tshuvas about on Shabbos, how police are allowed to do
relates
because a society can't just have
could be related to that
why,
to that idea.
Why didn't you show with someone or bus?
No. What? And number three, he says, we're almost out of time, and we didn't even do the second half of the shiur. Behayos harofe osa kain latipo becholam avur parnasaso. Very interesting theory. Or I don't even know if Parnas is mutter, that's the next simon. But anyway, im kein, mutter lo mishum kach lichanes gam besafek sakana, uvedome lamashe tiru toru lefal lichanes lamakomo sakana, vor parnasaso. This is a very interesting idea. Also big machlok, supposing what the gather is. So there's Gemara and Bava Kama that says that mipnei ma Allah zebe kevesh v'nitla b'ilan v'nimsar s'atzma l'misa al-scharo. That's why the Torah says you have to make sure to pay him on time, because the guy who climbs trees to pick your fruits, he's putting himself into a sakana. So what do you mean? It's also to put yourself into a sakana. So many poskim say, you see from here, that one is allowed to engage in a certain level of sakana. How much is unclear. L'tzarech parnasa. What would ordinarily be aser? If Moshe has a tshuva about this, about to professional sports players, it could be that the certain sports are aser for recreation, but mutter l'tzarech parnasa because of this akana. So he says, therefore, maybe it's mutter. Anyway, in the end of the day, he says, first of all, before you do this, you should make sure to have a special tefillah to be saved before you engage in it. And in the end of the day, he concludes, it's barer de mutter lo. He doesn't say chayiv, but it's mutter lo. To put yourself into a suffix sakana to save people for a doctor, and especially because we could throw in the poskim who might anyway be makil to anyway what might be makil for sakana. Okay, to put yourself in suffix sakana. So Simon Shin Lamed Vav is the discussion of laws of practicing medicine. So first of all, the Torah points out that we need a heter here. as the Gemara says, Mikan shenitna rishus l'rofe l'rapo. So why do you need rishus? So the Torah says two reasons why you would have thought otherwise, why we need the pasuk. Number one, because you might have said mal latzara zeshama eta v'nimtzesi horeg nefashos b'shogeg. Of course, that doesn't say, since Nitan Rishus, I don't have to worry about killing the guy. I still have to be very careful. But that's not a reason not to practice medicine. Adarabah, you're chayv to do it, even though by practicing medicine, you might actually be endangering the cholot, right? A lot of times, you go ahead and you try to do surgery, and you're doing the right thing by doing surgery, but it sometimes turns out when you do the surgery, you kill the guy. Okay, inami, the second more of a theological point. You're contravening the divine will by going ahead and practicing medicine. So the Bach over here asks the Shaila, the Ramban also deals with in his Pirshah HaTorah, he says, how could we say it's mutter? There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says that Asa was punished because lo darash es Hashem ki berofim. Sounds like going to doctors is absolutely awesome. So that's against our sugya. So the Bach answers, Yesh lomar, d'lefisha lo darash b'Hashem klal ki im berofim bilvad lekach nenash aval im batach b'Hashem sheyishlach lo refua al yedei harofe, so then it's appropriate. Meaning to say, a person is obligated to practice medicine, if they know how to practice medicine, and the chol is obligated to seek medical help, but their attitude has to be correct hashkafically, which is that it's not the rofe that's curing me, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they have to daven, and they have to do tshuva and the like, and they have to understand that the rofe is doing the shlichus hamakom. Others say differently, which is an interesting point, which is maybe there is a certain madrega of where a person can have bitachon and not turn to rofim. It's not a madrega that any of us might be on, but it's an interesting question which one it is. There's a very interesting number of interesting letters from the Chazon Ish on this topic. I'll just read you two of them quickly. One is, he writes, Kshani la'atzmi hinani choshev as hashtadlos hachivit v'meshenogel lebrios lemitzvah v'chova ukeachas hachovos lahashlamas tzuras ha'adam asher tbiya yotzer baruch hu b'matbea olamo umatzinu me'amorayim shehochu etzel rofim me'umos ha'olam uminim lehisrape. In other words, they went to non-Jewish doctors, to heretical doctors. V'harbe min atzmachim v'alichayim u'mutzakim shenivru l'tzarch refua v'gam nivru shay chachma shenitan l'chol l'achshov l'usbonin v'ladas. So there is this chachma. Im ki yesh derech b'darkei Hashem yizbarach l'dale gal hateva. In other words, there is a mehalich to not do that hishtadlus, l'dalek al hateva, v'chol shekein arov hishtadlus ba, or certainly not to do maximal hishtadlus, mikol makom tzarech lefalis me'od. A person has to weigh this very carefully. Ki shtei hanetios mikav ha'emes hameduyak einan yesharos. Deviating from the proper derech, meaning to say, hishtadlus versus bitachon, and especially in the realm of refua, is wrong. Im levtoach yoser mimadregas habitachon shigati elav be'emes. It's wrong to have more bitachon than the madrega that you've truly reached, shigati elav be'emes. In other words, someone who's not at a madrega to forego a particular ishtadlus, and he does forego that ishtadlus in the name of bitachon, is wrong. Vim lahamin bishtadlus yoser midai. And also to be maimin bishtadlos yosem yidai. So it's a very interesting hara, because I remember somebody once complained to me that you see people and they're very big into talking about bitachon, but then when they get sick they go to the biggest mumchen in the world, and they'll go to the end of the world to go to the biggest mumchen in the world. you know, at huge expense. They'll travel from Bnei Brak to raising funds from Staka to go to this one Mumcha Epis in Boston, because so the person was claiming that's against the Chazon Ish. So there's another letter of the Chazon Ish who says, this one is Igeres Kuf Mem, he says, Tzvichem Lasos Al Pi Arovim Hayosim Mumcha. So like you said, there's a chachma to medicine, and that means part of the appropriate hishtadlos is finding the best doctor. And it's not necessarily the correct thing to just say. Now again, there are people who are perhaps on a madriga to forgo certain hishtadlos. He does say that. But part of the appropriate hishtadlos, certainly at least for most people, is to find the mumcha, is to find the rofe hayoser mumcha. That's basic hishtadlos. Okay. Some of the issues that we don't have time to talk about today are malpractice. I'll tell you what. We need to anyway do the Sugyas of Goseis tomorrow, since we didn't get to it today. So tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, I hope this won't be this won't become a minig, don't worry. We'll start right in the morning. We'll finish up the halachos of refuah very quickly, just 5 more minutes, and we'll also do end of life issues, pulling ventilators and the like. It shouldn't take us so long. That's a big topic, and then we'll have shir and avelos at the end of the day on the Ramban. Just in terms of marmakomos for tomorrow. So besides the inyan of the long Ramban and avelos deraisa, which you should do very carefully. Maybe we'll also briefly touch on the hashkafa of Avelos, like what is the point here and the purpose and the like, and a couple of marmakomos in terms of the Tam of Avelos that you should see. Number one is Hilchos Avel Nirambam, Perk Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, happens to be quoted also in the Torah in Siman Shin Sadi Dalad. That's Yud Gimel Yud Beis. If you want, take a look at the Gemara in Moed Katan Chavav on the base on Kol Neskash Al Meso Yosef Midai and the Nemuke Yosef on that Gemara, which is Daf Yud Ches Mid Aleph and the Daf Yerif, and the whole Hakdama to the Ramban in Torah Adam. I don't think you should do it necessarily during morning Seder tomorrow, but it is a magnificent piece on the Hashkafos of Avelos and the purpose of Avelos. It's so powerful. Maybe I'll mention some of the highlights tomorrow. But tonight, when you're going to sleep, I highly recommend reading it. It's a little hard because the whole thing is a poem in rhyme. But it's very much worth reading. Okay? And so we'll stop here and pick up tomorrow morning, Be'ezras Hashem.